Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Tim with Ed, and now Steve Paisley-Jordahl joins us. Good morning, Steve.
Morning, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well.
All right.
Recovering from this last weekend, the Marriage Family Life Conference was fantastic.
It was.
I got to tell you, kudos to Will and Miki and Abe and everybody that put that together. I didn't say this yesterday, but my wife and I were in with the kids, the youth track, and everybody did such a good job.
What did you add?
Me?
Yeah.
I broke up fights between eight-year-olds.
That's important. So you were the bouncer.
I was the bouncer.
Were there some spats?
Heather and I were in the rec room. There's a bouncy house for the little kids, and then there's a game room with a basket and basketballs and pickleball and games and all kind of stuff for the older kids. And so we had 8 and 9 year olds, about like 17,000 of them, 10 year olds, and then 11 and 12 year olds. 13 year olds went on into a different track. It's amazing to monitoring these different ones. It's amazing to see the social development difference between 8 and 9 year olds and 10 year olds and 11 and 12 year olds. 11 and 12 year olds, they were organizing the circles of volleyball, hitting the ball back and forth and do game of pickup basketball and a lot of team stuff going on, playing football on, two teams. 8 and 9 year olds, man, running around like crazy, bumping into each other, causing fights. I really did have to pull some kids apart fighting over basketballs and such.
Hey, you mentioned something. One of my closest friends, and so I said to him, text him yesterday, hey, you want to golf, late today, Tuesday afternoon? And he texted me back, and he says, no, I got to go to pickleball.
Yeah.
And I said, what?
Not heard of it?
I heard of it.
Yeah.
I said, so you're 65 and you want to take on a new sporting challenge? So he said, yeah, my wife wants me. She wants to do it with me. So we're going to learn together.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'll ever hear from him again. it's really kind of hurtful that she's taking my golf buddy away from me.
This is to
take up a sport.
This is something a husband and wife though could do together. Well, you're helping their marriage to get even stronger.
That ain't the way I look at it.
This is what happened.
If that's the way you want to look at it, go ahead.
This is what happened back when you were 13 and 14, and your best friend got a girlfriend, and you
stopped
seeing.
You never see them again.
Right? Yeah.
What? But anyway, I'm having fun with this. But this pickleball is.
I don't get it.
It's taken off.
Yeah.
Big time.
A huge. What is the?
I've heard of it. I do not know how it's played.
It's
on a tennis court, right?
A miniature tennis court with a wiffle ball. Mm-hmm. And so everything is about like a quarter speed from tennis. You can actually kind of catch up with the ball, but
is it allowed to bounce once?
Yeah.
Like tennis?
Yeah. I think the rules are exactly like tennis with a much smaller court. You don't have to cover as much ground. And a wiffle ball, which goes about a quarter the speed of a tennis ball, maybe even less. You can, however, do some wicked spins with the ball. You can't do with a tennis ball. But, yeah.
Pickleball.
They got a professional.
All right, now that I kind of heard that, I'm starting to think that might not be that might be pretty fun. Well, I used to love wiffle ball.
And it's good exercise.
Yeah.
It's a cardio thing, right?
You and Diane get out there and.
No, she can come watch. I don't listen.
You and Tony?
She's in charge of cooking still.
Right.
I do not want her laid up with a bad knee or something. As long as, in fact, if she could hurt herself cheering me on, I wouldn't let her even come. I might check in and see if there's some pickleball that I could join.
You patriarchal.
It is.
It's woman.
It's growing in popularity.
Yeah.
Pickleball, check it out. All right, Steve, what's your first depressing news story?
Actually, not necessarily that depressing.
Okay, good.
But I have got
on the depressing scale, where would you rank this next story?
1 to 10, I'd say this is about a 4.
Okay.
All right, because it's got some good news to it.
Okay, good.
So Seven attorneys general, state attorneys general, have decided to band together and sent a letter to Target. And these seven said, we think you are breaking the law in our states by putting all this gay pride, transgender stuff in your store. First of all, they say, and I got the letter in front of me, it violates child grooming laws, basically putting obscenity and profanity in front of children and sexual material in front of children. But majority of the letters, actually, they say that you as a store, as a business, have a fiduciary responsibility to make money and not lose money. If you lose money in our state, it costs our state money. And so this is cost you money. You know it's cost you money. You're persisting in it. You're breaking the law by not treating your shareholders and therefore our state you're legally bound to try to make money, to do your best for financially for the business.
Yeah. Seven states' attorney generals?
Seven states' attorney generals.
What states are we talking
about? Tim Rokita from Indiana is – Todd Rokita, sorry, of Indiana is the guy that kind of organized this. With him is Tim Griffin of Arkansas, Daniel Cameron of Kentucky, Andrew Bailey of Missouri, Paul Labrador of Idaho, Lynn Fitch of Mississippi, and Alan Wilson of South Carolina.
Yeah. Well, I haven't read the whole letter. I just saw the news story and read some of it, Ed.
Okay. I'm not sure this. Listen, first, let me say I appreciate the sentiments in the letter. I think what Target is doing is certainly wrong and immoral from a biblical perspective. Second of all, I don't think they would have any legal grounds to do anything. I think the board of directors and the big shots of Target would answer if this ever took any kind of legal term. We determine what we think is best for our shareholders. And third of all, I haven't had a lot of time to think about this. I'm not sure I want the government telling businesses what they can and can't sell.
Unless they can cite a specific violation of the law.
Yes.
And
because
they are.
And I haven't read the letter, yeah.
Easiest one to grasp, of course, is that they're breaking the law of obscenity. You can't sell children sexually explicit material. Listen to this. Well, listen to some of the stuff that they say. Target's directors and officers have a fiduciary duty to our state as shareholders of the company. The evidence suggests that Target's directors and officers may be negligent in undertaking the Pride campaign.
That's not illegal, though.
No.
Being stupid, being woke and stupid, is not illegal.
That's not what I wanted to read.
We can revisit it.
Here it is.
Later. Go.
These, so they're talking about what they sell. Target included merchandise by self-declared Satanist-inspired guy, and he sold things like a homophobe headrest, a T-shirt with homophobe headrest, skulls beside it, pastel guillotine. He sold products with anti-Christian designs like pentagrams and horned skulls. These are marketed to kids. Onesies with gay pride stuff. So that's they go to the evidence and the law of how the managers have a. This is like as if your financial advisor put you in what he knew was a losing stock. Now you would have recourse, and the state is the one that holds them accountable.
I fully support the AFA boycott of Target. And folks, I do encourage you to go to AFA.net. You'll find information there regarding the boycott. Sign up for it. I'm in fully support.
I don't go
to Target. But here's the thing. I don't think we're always talking about government staying out of the public sphere as much as possible. Because I wouldn't want a company in Massachusetts a government in Massachusetts or Minnesota saying to Hobby Lobby. You know what I'm saying? I don't want any further weaponization of the government. And believe me, I think Target's doing the wrong thing. I just don't think there's a there in terms of a legal approach. Although I applaud the sentiments and the fact that these attorneys general are trying to do something to stop what Target is doing. But to me, the best solution is the market and people just not shopping at a place that's gone woke.
There's a both and there, I think.
Maybe.
I'll give you the letter.
You could probably convince me.
Maybe you get Abe to comment on it.
Yeah.
Put it on Abe.
Yeah, the other thing you said about
Abraham Hamilton,
about if someone said something to Hobby Lobby about selling Christian stuff, if it ever became a law that it was illegal to sell Christian stuff to, for example, children, then
But those examples you gave me, that's not obscenity. It's craziness, Satanism. That's just demonic and immoral. You ever been to a Spencer Gifts in a mall? They have all kinds of I've never been. Well, I think Target. We went in once to investigate, but I never went. I don't go to the mall anymore anyway. I never went into the Spencer Gifts because it was all skulls and pentagrams and
witches and demons.
They reportedly
sold products in their states that included, among other things, LGBT-themed onesies, bibs, and overalls, T-shirts labeled with girls, gays, theys, pride adult,
that's not
drag,
illegal.
Pride adult drag queen Katya, which depicts a male dressed in female drag and girls' swimsuits with tuck-friendly stuff.
Let's move on. Next story.
Let's talk about, there's a gentleman named Gal Luft. He's an Israeli U.S. citizen. And he is a whistleblower who came to the DOJ. He said he had information that linked the Biden family with some illegal money coming their way. And lo and behold, a little while later now, he has been charged by the same DOJ he reported to with counts of different charging accounts. He's been charged with different crimes. I read somewhere, haven't been able to confirm this, he was on the run, that he has been arrested again. But anyway, he is, he's been charged with things like with some conspiracy stuff.
He's been charged with arms trafficking.
That's what it was.
And violating U.S. sanctions on Iran.
Yeah, but anyway, so now the question is, was he arrested because he was going to spill the beans by Biden's DOJ because he was going to spill the beans on Biden?
Well, my understanding was he claims, this Israeli professor claims that he's already given evidence to the FBI about Biden family corruption.
Well, he was going to be called, the Republicans were calling him to testify in Congress.
Listen, I don't trust the DOJ anymore. And I don't trust at least the leadership of the FBI, as I've tried to say. And I just joke about saying this for my own safety and well-being. I'm just kidding about that. I think there are probably a lot of FBI agents, the rank and file agents who do the heavy lifting for the FBI. They're probably as disturbed as anyone else. But at the top of the FBI and in the Department of Justice, I don't trust them anymore. So I read a story like this, like I did this morning. Tim sent it out last night or over the weekend. My first inclination was to think they are going after this guy to shut him up so that he can't present the evidence that he wants to present. See, if he gave this evidence to the FBI, they can do whatever. They can put it in a file cabinet somewhere where it never sees the light of day.
It's right next to the Ark of the Covenant in that big...
That's right, in that big warehouse.
The big warehouse.
But if he was going to present it to Congress, then they arrest him, and then they throw away the key, and then he gets Epstein'd. Okay? Yeah. That's what people are talking about. Listen, I don't trust the DOJ anymore, and that's what happens when you politicize the Department of Justice. This is shame on the Biden administration.
This is what he is claiming that the Bidens did. Biden, he said, he told the FBI that President Biden was receiving vast sums of money from Chinese officials. He said the Chinese state-controlled energy company was paying $100,000 a month to Hunter, $65,000 a month to Uncle Joe. That's Jim Biden, Joe's brother Jim.
Yeah,
and that Hunter and Jim Biden took the money in exchange for their FBI connections and used the Biden name to promote China's Belt and Road Initiative around the world. China's Belt and Road Initiative is when China goes into other countries, sets up Navy bases and influence, and starts collecting countries that will act as its proxies.
You know, the old expression, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Right.
with the Biden family, it's like the Canadian forest fires.
Right.
That's
huh?
Plenty of smoke.
Good night. I mean, this fella here, he's an Israeli. Is he dual citizenship?
Dual citizenship.
Yes.
And he's saying now, who knows if he's telling the truth, but he seems credible. He's saying he's got evidence that supports the, what did he say, Biden's?
The Biden's taking money for influence.
Biden family corruption. You know, the thing is, I don't know if he's telling the truth, but if the Department of Justice arrests this guy before he can go to Congress where he says he's going to lay this evidence out, okay, that sounds like a scene from the movie The Untouchables.
Well, that's what happened with the FTX guy. The Bitcoin guy?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's technically called Bitcoin. That's a specific and a
right.
general term.
Right.
Cryptocurrency guy. Remember that? Was it money laundering or was it like a Ponzi scheme type thing going on? Ponzi scheme type thing going on, wasn't it?
Yes. I don't remember him.
But anyway, the point is that he was going to be indicted.
Mm-hmm.
But before the, he was going to appear before Congress. And the day he was, he would have had to basically testify under oath and been questioned by Republicans and Democrats. And right before that happened, he was arrested.
Sam Bankman-Fried?
That's him.
Yeah.
Is it Fried or Fried?
He was arrested, conveniently.
FTX.
And I think he had to be extradited from Bahamas or somewhere over there. The point is, he was not allowed to testify because he was indicted or arrested and for this money scheme he had going on with this FTX, which was rattled the markets worldwide.
It did.
Right.
Remember that? My point is, you could say, well, there were some powerful people in D.C. who didn't want this guy testifying before Congress, so they had him arrested. Okay? I know that sounds Tom Clancy
ish
or John Grisham-ish, but I mean, I'm just telling you the way it looked. Then the same thing, this fella here, he's getting ready to spill the beans on the Bidens, and he gets in trouble by the DOJ, right?
Yeah, and it's not too far disconnected from the same DOJ going after a certain former president to hopes that they can keep him from running. Just
right.
saying.
All right, next story.
All right. We have a federal court, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. So this is right below the Supreme Court on Saturday.
Right, six is right below seven.
Well, six is below seven, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 through 13.
I see where you guys are going with this. It's not going to work.
That was my bad.
I'm under the Supreme Court.
I'm the one who injected that ridiculousness into the conversation. Steve was on track to report fairly and objectively. Go ahead, Steve.
Okay, so the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals on Saturday refused to put a hold on a law in Tennessee that makes it illegal to give minors transgender drugs and surgeries. You can't mutilate the bodies of minors in Tennessee, they're saying. And the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals said, we're not putting this law on hold while this goes through the courts.
There's several states have done that. And I want to say there's conflicting federal court opinions now. So I'm thinking this may go to the Supreme Court.
It might.
Did you mention, I know we talked about it in our story meeting, is the Sixth Circuit?
Sixth Circuit.
Sixth Circuit said Tennessee's likely to win.
That's it. That's why they did
challenge.
Not.
That would be great.
That's why they did not
they did.
Say it.
And you know, quite frankly, why shouldn't they? We have age limitations for alcohol,
for
tobacco,
tattoos,
driver's license. There's a number of things that we regulate based on age.
Yes.
So I'm thinking the state of Tennessee said if you're a minor, doctors can't do. Sex surgery, sex change surgeries on minors. Basically, that's what we're talking about, right?
Or hormones.
Or hormones.
Which permanently alter
a body. Listen, once you get to be an adult, a legal adult, you know, you can make decisions about things like that. You can make terrible decisions, but at least you're of age and you're, quote, mature enough to make up your own mind. But you're talking about children and teenagers that are not of age, and you're gonna a state that would allow them to. How many stories have we heard from people who say, "I regret"?
Oh, they're piling up.
You know, I did this when I was 14, yeah, and now I'm 21, and I just want
to. I'd give anything to have my old body back.
Yes, that kind of thing. So good for Tennessee, yeah, and the other states who have
absolutely
done the same thing.
All right. Hey,
I want to ask you. Let me inject a story, sure, here, because I wanted to get Ed's take on this, because Ed follows geopolitics somewhat, and you comment on this too. This is an extremely serious. What's going on in Ukraine with the war between the Ukrainians and the Russians? This has kind of been, it's been a brutal, ruthless war for what now, 16 months, something like that?
About that, yeah.
All right. The Ukrainians, Ed, have asked NATO, and NATO's meeting right now. That's where Biden is, over in Europe somewhere. They want to join NATO. Ukraine does. And so I'm understanding that NATO is saying no. So what do you think's going on here? What does it mean?
Well, first of all, I am opposed at this point to letting Ukraine join NATO, because Ukraine and Russia are at war. I don't want that war to expand. All right. I think it's very important that the powers that be try to keep that war from expanding. And by that, I mean, if Ukraine is allowed to join NATO, which Russia has said, we are not going to allow Ukraine to join NATO because it's right on our border. Okay. I don't know whether or not, if Ukraine is allowed to join NATO, if that triggers the NATO Defense Pact, which says, I guess it's Article 15, that if one NATO nation is attacked by an enemy, everyone else pledges to come to their assistance. Yep. Now, maybe they can try to say Article 15 is not triggered if we allow Ukraine to join NATO. Personally, I think Ukraine should be asked to remain neutral even going forward. I'm not sure what's going to be left of the country, but I'm opposed at this point to letting Ukraine join NATO, because that could expand the war with Russia.
I think that's why NATO's saying no.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Where do you think this is going, this Ukrainian-Russian war? It's been a tit-for-tat for 16 months now.
Well, 2014 is when Russia took over Crimea, which was part of Ukraine.
Yeah, they took over Georgia and then Ukraine took over Crimea. I think where this is going,
Crimea is a part of Ukraine. Was a part
it
of
used
Ukraine?
To, it was okay. Right on the Black Sea. I think Sevastopol was an important naval base in the old Soviet Empire. I think where this is going to wind up is that the war will at some point end, and Ukraine will have to give up the territory that, you know, the Donbas region, Crimea, so on and so forth. I don't think Russia's given that up. And I think they're going to threaten to obliterate the rest of Ukraine and anyone who stops them, up to and including tactical nuclear weapons. I think
that's enough.
It'd be smart to avoid that.
That is, wow. Okay. Thank you, Ed.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Steve.
My pleasure.
All right. My thanks to Brent and Chris and Frank and Steve. And we'll see you tomorrow, everybody.